Well, look at that. We are back.
Yes.
After a long time. We'll talk about that. But we need your intros to help us start the podcast. And so what we need you to do is to download the free Hot 101.5 app on your smartphone. Go to the open mic feature and just help us intro the podcast. So, Holly, what would it sound like?
Hey, this is Lindsay from Holiday, and I love Miguel, Holly, and Scotty so much, and this is the podcast, Platypus Posse.
There you go, just like that.
Just like that.
You'll probably sound a little bit better than that, but you can try.
I was just going for off the cuff.
It's fine. So just download the free Hot 101.5 app and leave your intro there, and then if you hear yourself, let us know. Send me an email, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. We'll get you a Miguel and Holly mask. Let's kick it off, girl.
Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Well, I think this has been one of the longest hiatuses we've done for the podcast ever.
Yeah. Well, this year, anyway.
Yeah.
This year was the year when we really stepped it up, and we were like, at least once a week.
Yes.
And then COVID hit, and we're like, we're doing it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we broke it back down to 3 times a week, and then we were just gone.
Yep. So a lot has happened over the past month.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow. So, God, I'm trying to see, how do we even begin?
Well, we left off the week of the election.
Yeah, that was our last one. We sort of went and we highlighted Scott's mom mm-hmm. and played back her podcast mm-hmm. when we had her on last year. And that was that Tuesday we did that of the week of the election, the first week of November.
Was it that Tuesday?
Yeah, because it was like a special edition.
That's right. It was the mom podcast.
It was the Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to do a new one on Wednesday. But then it was the day after the election and things were really crazy. And we were like, oh, we'll do it Thursday. And then Thursday got kind of crazy because I found out I had coronavirus.
Yes,
yay!
You did.
And so then it was like this sort of like avalanche of just like craziness.
Yeah.
And so then Holly found out she had it. So we had to work from home. Scott, thankfully, was okay. Then my fiance had it. Abe had it. And it was just... So then we had to do the show from home while dealing with COVID.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. Was it just 2 weeks or was it three?
Yeah, you always make it three. It was two. But it's three if you count the week we had off for Thanksgiving.
Then we had off for Thanksgiving.
So it was we didn't go to work, period. Not home, not actually here in the studio on that Friday, which I believe was like November 5th or 6th. We didn't do anything. And then that next week, we started the home broadcast. The week after, we did a home broadcast.
Yeah.
Then it was Thanksgiving week. So we've been out for 3 weeks and a day.
Oh, so let's just sort of chronologically go back, and then we can talk about having COVID and then talk about Thanksgiving and what all happened there.
Yeah.
But Holly, now that we are back in studio and we're okay and we're healthy, thankfully, how was your COVID experience? Ugh.
I guess I would say it was mild, which
is
good.
Right.
I mean, by and large, I was okay. Do you want my timeline or do you want to give your timeline first?
No, just talk. Yeah, what happened with you?
All right. So I, on election day, on that Tuesday, I woke up and my nose, I was having a dream that I couldn't breathe. Mm. And in my dream, I was like, I couldn't like get air through my nose. And then when I woke up, I legit couldn't breathe.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
My nose is so stuffed up. Where's my nose spray at? Mm. Like, and I had this weird metallic taste in my mouth.
Mm.
So that was Tuesday of the election.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day was the day that, unbeknownst to me, Miguel, you went and got a coronavirus test.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursday, on Wednesday night, like someone else in our building had it. And I had been in the elevator with them. Ooh, surprise. And I was just like, whatever, I'll just get tested on Thursday to be safe.
Yeah.
Well, then Thursday, my rapid test came back negative. I'm like, don't have COVID. Although I had gone to NeuroSpot TMS on Wednesday of that week, and they took my temperature like they always do, and they're mm-hmm. like, you're a little elevated. And I was like, it's probably my car. It was a hot car on the way here, which happens.
It does.
Right.
But again, That paired with the weird metallic taste, those were red flags. And so then on Thursday, Miguel, that's when you found out you had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, in my head, what I've worked through is that I think I was exposed through you
mm-hmm.
at work on that Monday,
right.
which is why I got hit with the weird metallic taste in my mouth and the stuffy nose on Tuesday.
Right.
So then by that time, I already had a negative test on that Thursday mm-hmm. when you got positive, and I was like, oh, shit. And I had a cousin that was supposed to come eat dinner at my house that day, and I was like, I was exposed to coronavirus. I don't think I have it, but you never know. She's like, whatever. She came over anyway.
Wow.
And then, I know. And then we weren't going to work on Friday
right.
because you for sure tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
So that threw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. So that Friday, I was like, I got to go get tested again. So I did a rapid and the PCR test that time. Rapid was again negative.
Wow.
So interesting.
I have a theory. I'll get to that.
Mm.
So then the PCR test that I took actually came back the next day, Saturday. But Friday night, I didn't feel good.
Yeah. Mm.
I was like, okay, if I don't have COVID, I have something because
right.
I don't feel right. And I was outside playing with my daughter. This is the stupidest and most embarrassing thing, but we were playing COVID testing.
Oh.
Here's what you have to do with kids to make it less scary. You sort of play, and then it helps them address any fears that they have.
Mm.
So, like, I had gotten now 2 tests, and
right.
she's like, what's going
on? Because,
mm-hmm. you know, with kids, it's scary. They're like, what are you doing?
Right.
I need my
yeah.
parent.
Right.
So, like, she was confused about it. And so we played. We went out in the lawn. She took her laundry basket, put it upside down, set out some Q-tips and, like, you know, pens and paper. And, you know, so she rode with her bike. And she was like, can I get COVID testing here? And I was like, yes, girl. So, like, I took these damn Q-tips. I stuck it up her nose. I put it in a little test tube. Then she did the same with me.
Oh, wow.
She
oh,
has like wow. my, but I was sure to make it very like appropriate because I was mm-hmm. like, ma'am, you need your mask on.
Mm.
So she had her mask on. I had my mask on. And
right.
then I'm like, okay, so when they do this, you just, they make you pull your mask down to just below your nose. So keep it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then she swabbed my nose and put it in the thing. And then as we were playing this, I'm like, I don't feel good.
Oh no.
And I was like, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah,
we're going
wow.
in. Saturday morning, I definitely didn't feel good. Went to the walk-in clinic. Which was a whole travesty because their credit card machine was down. They're like, do you have cash? I was like, I don't remember my PIN. I was crying in the damn parking lot of the walk-in clinic.
Oh, God.
They're like, okay, stop crying. We'll just bill you.
Stop crying.
So the guy, the doctor, was like, I explained everything that happened, including you, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's like, well, it sounds like you got COVID.
Oh.
I'm like, no, well, I don't know yet. I'm asking you if it is. Because, like, there's this weird thing. If you have not had COVID, understand that there's this weird thing after you've been exposed where you sort of think, not me, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It can't be.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't have that. Like,
no.
other people get that.
Like, I've made it this far without getting it.
Right.
There is no way that it would be me.
Not me. Yeah. Like, bitch, I had been, like, around Miguel, and he was positive. Like,
mm-hmm.
what? But in my own brain, I'm like, but it could be the flu still.
Right. No.
Well, I went home. By that time, I had been wearing my mask around Maya and my mom
mm.
and my person for like the last 2 days. Because on Thursday night when you tested positive, Miguel,
mm-hmm.
I was like, let me just wear a mask at home to be
right.
sure.
Right. Just to be careful.
Right. Then Saturday afternoon, my test result came back. And it was confusing because it said detected, not detected. But the detected was highlighted. I'm like,
mm.
why does it even say not detected?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's when I became aware that I was for sure positive, and that's when isolation started. So I'm like, you guys go upstairs. Get out of here. It's a sick house.
Bye.
Get out of here.
We're done.
We all need to get you tested. It turned into like the craziest thing. So I know I'm sick, and I was sick. I felt like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, flu symptoms, fever, all that. And so it was very mentally tough because I'm like, I wasn't prepared for this. Like,
right.
I've been telling myself it was the flu. So now my mom is like, or Maya was moved in upstairs with my mom. We have a house. There's like a door, like an actual, not just like a little flimsy door. Like, it could be 2 separate houses.
Mm.
So we just kept the door closed in between.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the journey. And then I was just in isolation without, you know, seeing anyone. And if I had to pass things to them, I made sure to have my N95 mask on, gloves. It was like, you know, it was like a weird, one of those weird movies.
Yeah.
Like, I would like pass things through the door and they would pass things through the door. And then all of them got tested that week, twice actually. None of them had it.
Wow.
Which is remarkable to me. And going back to what I said, I have a story about that to Scott. Here's what I think. This is my unprofessional opinion because I like to try to put pieces of the puzzle together.
I'm about to say, Holly, Dr. O'Connor here.
Dr. O'Connor's in the house.
With her medical degree from Ohio Northern.
Yeah, no, really. But I'm a good logical deducer.
Okay.
First of all, and I would never have said this on the air, but I don't trust the rapid tests.
Mm.
Not only that, the doctor that I went to at the walk-in clinic was like, those rapid tests don't look for everything on a deeper level. Like, you have to have a pretty high viral load, which always makes me laugh, that term.
Gotta have a high load, girl.
You have to have a high viral load for it to show up on the rapid test. And
right.
I never did. The day that I was literally sick with COVID, you would have thought that that test would have come back positive.
Right.
It didn't. But the PCR test did. The PCR being the one, you know, they send it away to the lab and then you get the results in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one was, you know, that was where it showed up because they look deeper into like your RNA to see if there are virus molecules there.
Right.
And my theory is that the reason that Maya and my mom and my person didn't get it, because that blows my mind. Like, what? Which is also why I assumed I didn't get it over the weekend. Because if I had got it over the weekend of Halloween, my person would have gotten it too.
Right.
You know? But then I didn't see him after Sunday.
Mm.
So the reason I think that they didn't get it was because I didn't get a lot of it from you, Miguel. Like, not a lot of the virus that you were shedding got into my body.
Right.
Enough to make me sick and infect me, obviously.
Right.
But that's why it didn't show up on the rapid tests.
Mm-hmm.
I was very careful around them. Even though, like, Maya and I played COVID testing, it didn't go to her because we were careful. But I don't think I was shedding the virus at a high rate at that time, which is why the rapid tests were negative and why they didn't get anything. And then by the time I did know, we had already been being careful and I was able to isolate and keep them from getting it.
Right. The science is just continuing to evolve. I mean, because this is something new. I mean, when you think about chicken pox or the flu or the cold or whatever, these are things that have been around for decades, years, hundreds of years.
Yeah, they've been understood and studied ad nauseum.
Right. And so when you have something that's a brand new thing,
yes.
I mean, they are continually finding out new things. And then the way that it affects people is just so differently. Because mine was completely different. Like, literally that Monday when after the Halloween weekend, the weather had changed a little bit.
It did.
And normally I'm fully expecting that my sinuses are going to act up tomorrow because we're supposed to have a cold front. And usually that's what happens is all of a sudden, because the barometric pressure changes and my sinuses are like, ooh, we're old and we're going to act up and punch you in your face.
Yay, punching.
Right. And so that's what I thought Monday after Halloween, that's what it was. And so what I do is when that happens, I'll wait a day just to, like, see if it's that or if I'm sick. And it was still, like, I didn't feel any body aches. I didn't feel like I still went to CrossFit. Like, I was fine. And then, on Tuesday, I was like, okay, you know what? Just to be safe, I will go and get tested.
And that was Election Day.
Election Day. But then the testing places were closed because it was Election Day.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll go Wednesday. So as soon as we were done with the show, I went, got tested. And I didn't get my results back until Thursday. And then that's when I remember I was, like, literally making plans for the show for that Friday.
Yep.
And I got a little alert on my phone. It was like, your test results came in. And I looked at it, and it was like, SARS, COVID-19, detected.
Detected!
I was like,
no.
There's no way. Like, I don't feel sick. Like, I don't. And it's not like over the course of the week I got worse. I actually felt better.
That's so weird that you didn't get sick.
No, like, I just had those sinus symptoms and that's it. And, like, the whole time I kept checking my temperature several times. It never went over 98.9. Never went over it.
You never had a fever.
I never had a fever the entire time.
I meant to say with mine, I had a fever. And I'm not saying like it was up in 102 or anything.
Right.
But for me, my average temperature is 98.7.
Right.
My temperature was at least 99.5 or a little higher for a solid 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I guess as my body was fighting with
it. Right. Fighting, yeah.
So our boss man, Will, when like stuff is going down, he's that person that's like, okay, we got to shut the show down. We got to shut it down.
What's the
plan? What are we going to do? We need to get you some equipment to broadcast. Are you okay? Do you need anything? Like, what are we?
Do you need me to take you to the hospital? Like, it's really fantastic, actually.
He's on top of it. If there's anything, it's that.
I mean, it's like you get an email and it's like, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. Everything's fine. We got it under control. Don't you worry. And I was like, okay, I feel protected.
There's like 5 action points. it feels good.
It does, because you feel like somebody's in control. And so then it was just like, all right, let's just wait and see. So then I messaged my doctor, and he was like, all right, here are some vitamins to take. I'm going to get you on a steroid.
Which is weird, by the way, that they put you on a steroid, considering you didn't really have any symptoms. My doctor was like, because I called my doctor after the detected.
Right.
And I was like, what do I? It was a Sunday, by the way. Shouts out to my doctor who I'd call on emergency on call. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, Miguel got on steroids. I know you know who Miguel is. What's going on? Do I need to be on steroids? She's like, no. We're only going to do steroids if you suddenly can't breathe or whatever. She's like, for now, just, you know, home therapeutics. Right. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. So you got put on steroids.
Yeah. I mean, like literally that Thursday when I found out, I messaged him and then he got a prescription and then Scott went and picked it up for me.
Yes, I did.
Came in for the rescue.
Mm-hmm, that's what I do.
And I don't know if that's why I didn't have any symptoms. I mean,
maybe boosted you.
Right. Like, I mean, I feel like right now nobody knows. They're just because literally there's no said treatment. There's nothing that's like, here's what you do if you have coronavirus. Everybody's doing something different.
This is true.
And doctors are just sort of trying to piecemeal together, like, what they've experienced with their patients. Mm-hmm. And, like, here is what we're going to do for you. So I started taking these vitamins and the steroids. And literally, I think Saturday is probably when I felt, like, the worst. But, like, it was, I just felt, like, really tired. And I will say that my chest did get heavy, I think, like, Saturday and Sunday. That's, like, really the only symptom where I was, like, I wasn't struggling to breathe. It was just, like, I felt like I had pressure on my chest. And that's when he was like, all right, well, let's get you an inhaler just in case it gets bad. You know, so he was like, let's just put everything on the table and just make sure that we are fighting it as best we can just in case it develops into something crazy.
Wow.
And so his big thing was, if you cough up stuff, then we need to, like, get you to the emergency room if that ends up being what happens next.
Gotcha.
And thankfully, everything was fine. Like, Abe, my fiance, he got it worse than I did. He had, like, the flu-like symptoms. He was, like, down for, like, the week after the election, and he was just, like, done.
He's like,
just
I'm sick.
Done. Yeah, just done.
When you're sick, it just sucks. And that's what I was telling, like, my person, because it was a lot mentally when you don't feel good and there's other stuff going on. Like,
right.
I'm trying to figure out my mom and the Maya situation and like how Maya's dad fits into all this. And I was just like, and I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Like,
when you don't
feel good,
it
everything is worse.
Yeah.
So I feel for him. And thank you, by the way, because Miguel actually drove NyQuil over to my house.
I did. And it felt weird because I was like, I had like 2 masks on and gloves on. And I was like, I don't want anyone to see me and be like, why are you at your house?
Yeah.
Why are you at your house?
But I need, and that's the thing. I didn't realize I would need the NyQuil until like that evening.
Was it
Friday or Saturday? And I was like, yes, I need something. And I didn't want to go to the store because I'm contagious or whatever. And I'm just, it was like a last minute shot in the dark. And thank you, Lord, for having NyQuil.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'll drive it over to you. I felt like I was just like in a little tunnel. I'm like, let me get over there and to get to you. But
yeah.
I think the biggest thing that I felt after the 2 days of just having the pressure is just the exhaustion of it. Like, I was so tired, and we did the show, so we were off that Friday and Monday where we didn't do it because we had to get the broadcast equipment. And so, Will,
and I didn't feel good. Like, I was like, I don't want to do this show. Like, we can.
Right.
We have the ability to, but I don't feel good.
Right. And so we were like, we won't do the show Friday and Monday. And, like, I was able to, like, power through the show after that, after Friday and Monday. When as soon as we were done, I would go sit on the couch and I was just done for the day. Like, I couldn't do anything else around the house.
It was tough.
And then it was like after that next weekend is when I finally started to feel better. And that's when Abe and I went on a bike ride. And it was like, all right, we want some fresh air. We can get out and like, or outside with just the two of us. Cause there was like the first bike ride we went on, it was like around the house. And I saw, and I was like, well, let's just stay close to the house because we've been talking about on the air that, you know, we had coronavirus. And I was like, well, let's not, like, go too far. And I was like, I don't want to see anybody. And we get to this intersection. And I was like, maybe we should turn back around. Let's not cross this busy street. And he was like, no, we'll be fine. And then as soon as we're sitting there just waiting, like not even touching the button for the crosswalk, because I was like, I don't want to touch anything. Somebody pulls up, rolls the window. I'm like, hey, Miguel, how you feeling? I know y'all just got coronavirus.
Oh, God, and you're out biking.
Like, we're trying to do something safe and just, like, get our bodies moving from just sitting down. But I feel for the people that have gone through, like, the major symptoms of it. And my heart goes out to you because we were very lucky and spared from it.
That's the thing. You don't know.
You don't know.
Right.
Because, Scott, when you had, because now we're like the coronavirus quartet.
I know, right?
It's not a quartet. It's a trio. but, like, when you had it, you had some flu-like symptoms, didn't you?
In the very beginning, yeah. I was pretty sick for, like, 3 days where it's, like, the first day kind of like a cold. Second day, pretty high fever. Like, I went to bed and I was like, I'm hot.
Mm.
But I'm just not going to say anything. I'm just going to lay down.
But that's the thing.
Sleep.
You don't want to say anything.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I literally thought I was fine. But I also had, like, literally my whole entire, like, family was at my house.
Mm.
And so as soon as I started feeling bad, I was like, y'all just kind of stay away from me. I don't feel great. And then I would go in my room and just kind of hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, it was like a Wednesday, I started feeling better. I was like, okay, I think we're getting over this. But then it was that Thursday where the smell, it left. And my taste left. And I was like, well, that's it. And that's when I started testing positive for it. But then the biggest thing was, like, what you just said, Miguel, was, like, exhaustion. Like, and I said it on the air then. I was like, as soon as we would get done with the show, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm just so tired. And I would go sit on the couch, and it would, like, I would either just have to lay down and pass out. And then it was, like, impossible to get up. I'd be like, I feel like I'm a magnet attached to this, like, couch. It is so hard for me to get up. And that carried on for a couple weeks where it was just randomly. I'd just sit there. I'm like, oh. Let me go ahead and just take a nap.
Right.
But finally, I don't feel like that anymore. But that was the weirdest thing where I was like, okay, I got plenty of sleep. We just did the show. It's only like 10 a.m., but I just need to lay down. I'm tired.
Your body is fighting.
I mean, even now, I think it was Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, I went and got my hair cut and got some stuff for Thanksgiving. And, you know, I've tested negative twice by now. And I was just doing, like, simple errands, and I remember, like, just I literally had brought the stuff up the stairs, and I had to leave it in the bags, and I had to sit down.
Oh.
Because, like, I feel like I'm still, I don't know. I mean,
it's freaky. That feeling is freaky.
Because it's like, this should not tire me out. Like, I went and got a haircut, and I went to Publix. I should be fine.
What's weird is I haven't felt that level of exhaustion.
Oh, no. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, I am so tired right now.
Like, mentally, I was in a fog. But
right.
Physically, I was, like, I did my normal when you're sick, you kind of lay around. But I didn't have that feeling where I couldn't get up. Like, but I just had that fever the whole time.
Yeah.
And my mind was so foggy.
Mm.
Ugh. That's what's weird. It hits everyone differently like that.
Was your mind foggy or was it? Or how have you been with that? Because I feel like I did some dumb shit. Like, I feel like I did some dumb shit, and then I would be like, what am I doing? Like, I would walk into a room three separate times and be like, I gotta get this. I walk in there and be like, I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, there were a couple times that, I don't know, because I feel like I'm kind of foggy naturally, so I'm like, I don't know if it was like just my regular state of mind or if it was COVID.
Could have been.
But there were a couple, I think doing the show, I had to really prepare extra because I'm really good on the fly when we're doing stuff and coming up with a solution quickly. But I did find myself being like, let me just get down here to the dining room early to get everything for the show planned together and not leave anything to guess, because I feel like I did have a little lag in making quick decisions. And so whenever DJ AR Smooth, who was back in the studio for us running the show, and he'd be like, hey, we have like 45 seconds. Do you want to do this or do that? And I'd be like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you okay?
You're
like,
no.
No, I have COVID.
I'm not okay. I have a world pandemic raging through my body right now.
Weird, isn't it? Like, it grossed me out. I was like so grossed out by myself.
Now, was the, like, first time you went in public after you were okay, was that weird for you after being in the house for those days?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Although, I don't even know what it was.
Mm.
What did I do? I don't even know.
My first time out was going to get a haircut, into the grocery store. Mm. And I felt like when I went to the grocery store, I was like looking around for someone to be like, were your negative test? Are you sure? Because you just feel like I shouldn't be out right now. But it's like I've done my testing. I haven't had a fever. I know I'm good. But you just because and then what made me feel even bad is when we were in Key West last weekend, Abe and I posted a picture of we were doing something and someone was like, didn't you just test positive for coronavirus a couple days ago? And I was like, no, here's the timeline. And they were like, oh, OK, I was just making sure. I'm like,
what do you make sure? Like, you're going to go on jet skis in Key West after having been diagnosed 2 days prior with COVID? Is that what you're making sure? You dumbass.
Actually, yes. That Thursday, I tested positive for COVID. And then by Friday, I was in Key West on a jet ski, being able to smell the salt water or anything.
Be like a big old F you to every single person in the whole country with this damn pandemic. Like, think about it.
No. So I was very polite. I was like, here's the timeline. And they were like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure. And I'm like,
what would they have done if you'd have been like,
I'm positive.
Yeah. I don't give a like, what would
be like, I'm actually licking doorknobs and stuff down in Key West just to, you know, pass it on. Like, no, we made sure that we were okay. We did the proper precautions. Because there was a moment where I was like, listen, if we don't feel well enough, we're going to have to cancel this Key West trip because, right. I mean, we can't go down there sick. And so thankfully it was like everything led up to it. We were able to get tested and be fine. But I was like, girl.
I do want to shout out people that helped, though. Like, I'm sure you also got messages, but I got so many messages from M&H fan members that were like, I'm just going to check on you, which I had a lot of time so I could go through the messages.
Yeah, right.
But that was really uplifting just to get those messages. You know, my friends that all called and texted with either suggestions or my friend Julie, who went on like this goose chase in St. Pete to get me like homeopathic medicine and green juice and like whatever else. And my friend Tiffany, who suggested this zinc water, like all these, I was on a lot of regimen of vitamins, but like the people that really helped and stepped up, like even my friend Christy in LA, who admittedly is like just the nicest person to she just likes to do stuff.
Right.
She's like, what can I do? What can I get you? I'm like, you're in LA. I don't need things. And she's like, something. I could do something. I'm like, well, maybe some crafts.
Mm.
And this bitch put together a whole craft box. Like so many things. And so when I got it, I was like, yay, craft. Like my person and Maya went to Target and got me like a Lego set to do while I was at home. So it was just people really came out and just were supportive. So that helped a lot because it felt like I wasn't alone, even though I was absolutely alone.
Right.
I actually did 12 days just to be on the absolute safe side. So my mom didn't get it, but it was a weird thing of just being like, well,
what do I do?
I'm gonna shuffle from one room to the next, I guess.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that Abe and I went through is after he wasn't feeling bad, he just does not do well with sitting.
Mm.
He does not do well. Like he was like, I need to do something. So he repainted the laundry room. We had new laundry, our washer and dryer bought and sent to the house. He put in a new vanity in the half bathroom. I mean, painted. And
he went to work.
I got new dining room chairs. We did a lot of online shopping over November.
That's
so
actually kind of a great project to do is, like, fix up your house while you got
it. It is. I mean, so, like, we had a lot of stuff that, like, was on the list of things to do, but it's like you never have time.
Yeah.
We'd love a new vanity for the half bathroom, but when are you ever going to sit down and say, let's put it in?
This is my problem. I was thinking about this with home ownership. Like, there's never an end to stuff.
No.
I was in the backyard yesterday, and I was like, this is a mess. Like, I'm going to have to get a new, like, deck area and, like, just, like, fix it. Just fix it. It just looks like a damn mess back there. And I'm like, when the hell am I going to do that?
There's always something. There's always something.
I'm going to do that now.
Right.
Like, when am I going to do that?
Well, and then, like, I feel like our house right now, Chateau Oprah, like, if you take pictures from when I first moved in or, like, even after, like, the housewarming party when Abe and I first got together when he painted it and I thought it looked nice and I had everything set up. It's like a completely different house now. And it's like I look around. I'm like, yes, I got my we bought a gallery wall and put that up while we were out. And then yesterday, oh no, it was a few days ago. Whenever it rained last, there was like our hardwood floors near the in the patio. It's like crackling and bubbling, and he's like, and it, our hardwood floor is already junk, but we're like, it's fine, we covered up. But now it's like real, real bad, and we're like, we need new floors.
Oh.
We need new floors.
I've been saying that about my back entryway. It's like this horrendous industrial-looking carpet. Like the kind of carpet that's not really carpet. It's like flat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. It's like in a business park.
Yes,
it's like
yes.
that. And the dog has peed in there numerous times. Oh. And it's disgusting. And I'm just, yeah, it's gross. It's just every time someone comes in there, they're like, oh.
Well, this smells interesting.
I'm like, that's why you all come in the front. I got to decorate it nice. Anyway, but yeah, so we needed that, and I'm just like, I can't, because my air conditioning went out, by the way, last week. My AC, I didn't think it was, like, going to be broken. I just thought it was making a weird noise, and it was, like, I had it set for 73, but it wasn't 75 in there.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's weird, so I'm just going to call them. I get a free visit. So this guy comes out, and he's like, yep, this is broken. I was like, no, what? No. Okay.
Welcome to home ownership. It's so fun.
So that's a thing that happened.
But that's how you build wealth. It's so fun. So there was that. COVID adventures. But we're done. We're clear. We're free. I don't know how long we have the antibodies. Everybody gives a different answer.
This is true because they don't know. It hasn't been around long enough.
I mean, I had it. I mean, I was a couple months out, and I literally was right next to your face.
Yeah, yeah.
While you were positive with COVID.
Yeah.
Got tested negative.
Yeah.
We had a couple people that messaged us, too. They were like, how far are y'all away from each other at Chateau Oprah when you're doing the house?
Yeah. Scott already had it.
And I was like, well, according to the research, but I don't know.
I don't know. But I did test after it, and I tested negative. Yeah. So.
Got those antibodies.
I guess so.
So let's talk about how everybody's Thanksgivings went this year in the year of COVID-19.
Oh, dear.
Now, Scott, you were not here. Wait, hold on. This says Thanksgiving Miguel and Holly show. What is this? And Holly, you thought
it's a segment.
That
you found
just a segment.
Oh, I thought it was like some interesting music bed. Scott, you were where for Thanksgiving?
Oh, dear. Okay. So I went over to Vero to get, like, I hung out with my dad. The plan was to go
Why
down.
Why is it whenever you talk about Vero Beach, you're like, I went to Vero.
Went down to Vero.
I hung out with my papa.
What? Hung out with Pa. We split some logs. And we built stuff.
No,
we went hunting.
I don't know.
I went over and saw Pawpaw.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I call him Dad.
Yeah, that's
cool. So the whole plan was just to have a small Thanksgiving of my dad, my brother, my aunt, and my grandma, and my brother's girlfriend. Well, like 2 days before Thanksgiving, my grandma went to the hospital.
Oh, no.
She had appendicitis.
What?
Oh, my God.
Had to get her all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it's that there's a whole other thing going on there. So my grandma couldn't even be at her own Thanksgiving, but we all ended up going to her place anyway because she had it like the whole like Publix catering where you could have like a turkey in the sides and you just heat it up and it's fantastic. It actually ended up being a very fun little Thanksgiving and just hanging out with literally my aunt, my dad, my brother, and his girlfriend. And I helped make the turkey, whatever, heated it up.
Yeah.
I basted it.
That's fun.
And heated up the sides, and we ended up playing, like, card games, board games, hung out at my grandma's, like, condo for the day, and it was really nice. And, you know, we FaceTimed my grandma while she was there, or while she was in the hospital, and got to check in with her and see how she was doing. So, all in all, it was not exactly how we thought it was going to go, but it ended up being pretty good for the circumstances.
Now, when you all decided you were going to go down and visit her, were you all nervous about doing that? Because that is probably the hardest part about this pandemic is you see the news stories and you hear the reports. The CDC recommends don't travel. Only have Thanksgiving with the people in your house.
Yeah.
But then you're like, but then my grandma's just down there by herself. But then they're like, well, do you want her to be around next year? And then you're like, ah. And then I'm sure your grandma was like, come visit me. I want to see you all. But then, like, you want to be careful. It's like, how did you all make that decision to do it?
Well, even my dad keeps saying now, he's like, he would call my grandma and be like, you know, like, honestly, like, kind of thankful you weren't there because I was scared when we were going down there. And of course, we were all nervous about it, but it's like we had a pretty enact plan ready to go. Like, we brought a ton of disinfecting stuff. We're all going to wear masks. We're going to socially distance ourselves away from her if she was there, wipe off everything, and make sure that it's like, if we're going to be there, okay, great. I want to, like, you know, socially distance and just make sure everything's clean.
Right.
And again, I'm not saying this is the way to do it, but when I had COVID, I was living with my dad, and I just went about, like, I literally just stayed away from him. Whenever I was anywhere near, had a mask on, just did all those things that were like, okay.
The safeguards.
I'm just going to keep my distance from you. And even as we were there, we made sure as we're, like, wiping off everything, disinfecting everything, making sure that it would be okay. But I guess it's in a weird way, like, you know, that she wasn't there, kind of a good thing, because God forbid if somebody did carry it and give it to her,
right,
that wouldn't be good at all. So everyone was nervous. It was just, you have to, like, weigh out things. I think everyone's situation is a lot different, and it's hard. You can't judge other people for what they're doing, and that's why it's like, I heard people weren't going to see their family, okay, and I heard people were going to see their family. Like, for me, like, we'd all needed each other.
Right.
Like, if the circumstances that have been given this year, mm-hmm, we needed to be around each other. I wasn't going to just sit in the house with my dad and my brother and not see my grandma. And especially my grandma's now in her 80s. Like, again, high risk for COVID. But at the same time, you're like, y'all, we need to see family. Got to utilize the time that you have.
That's just the hardest part
about this. Extremely hard.
And it's really... I go back and forth between being frustrated but understanding. Like, when I hear people that are like, well, just stay your ass at home. Like, don't do anything. Wear your mask. And it's like, I get it. We need to keep putting that message out.
Yes,
if possible, stay home. Do not see those people that are at high risk so you can hopefully see them when we have a vaccine and when things are better. But then in that case, you know, your family just went through this horrible, tragic situation.
Yeah.
And you just want that comfort, mm-hmm, of it. And so you've got to make that really horrible decision. But people also should not judge you for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you could try to slide my DMs and judge me. But again, it's like, you, if you go about it, like, if you were to go see your family and you're like, okay, I want to see you. But I saw plenty of people that are like, I had a Zoom in with my other family members, and even other people were coming in. They all had masks on.
Right.
Everyone had a mask on.
Right.
If you're going, like, we had older family members on the other Zoom, like, they're just keeping their distance away from each other. Like, if you were going to do that, like, at least do the things to be safe. And that's the same thing with going out in public.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, yes, I still go out and do things occasionally, but I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be all up in a crowd. I'm not going to a bar right now.
Right.
I'm not trying to, like, not have a mask chatting with people at a bar. No. I'll go to Publix, wear my mask, keep my distance away from people, and make sure that if I'm in a situation, I'm at least taking my odds, like, and putting them at least in my favor.
Right.
Not to get COVID or to spread COVID.
This is the thing. I just feel like a lot of social media, or just the mainstream media, if you will, it very much feels like it's either one or the other.
Yeah.
Right.
Either you're sitting at home, or you don't give any bleeps,
right,
and you're out, like, making out with 50 people on the beach or whatever.
Right.
But I also feel like there's a large majority of us, because I sort of put all of us in this more, maybe silent majority of, use your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, use the logic, like you said, Scott. So use all of the CDC guidelines that we've been given to make smart choices,
mm-hmm,
and don't get nuts. Like, I was telling my mom, because she was going to go fly to, like, South Carolina.
Oh, God.
The week of Thanksgiving. I'm like, ha-ha, nope, bye.
Nah, yeah.
Cancel all that shit real quick. So that, I'm like, yeah, we're done. We're not doing that. But then, you know, did we go and have, like, a family gathering literally yesterday with, there were six of us. That, I was like, okay, we've all been in the same bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're making sure that we're being very safe and whatever else, and then getting, you know, keeping masks if you need to or whatever it is. Like, if you do the things and you're smart about what you do, that helps.
Right.
What happened in my neighborhood, I was driving to, I don't even know where we were going, and this was before Thanksgiving, like a couple days prior. There was a house on a corner. I counted. There were 20 freaking cars in the driveway, in the lawn, on the street.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, and this is the issue.
That's the difference, yeah.
That's the issue. If there's 20 cars there, I'm guessing more than one person was in a car.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about possibly like 30 to 40 people in this house. And I peeked in the window because I'm a nosy bitch.
Right.
Nary a mask to be seen. I was like, these are the events that turn into these super spreader events
right.
where it's not possible to know where all of those people yeah. have been, mm-hmm. how safe all of them have been being. That doesn't sound right, but
been,
whatever. How safe they've all been.
Right.
Like, that's, it's too much to really know. But then again, like, if we're not doing the judging thing, I worry.
Right.
That causes me to worry. I'm not like, I hope that house burns down or anything. Just like, I hope they don't get COVID.
Right.
I hope that didn't turn into any event or anything. Mm-hmm. But it's like, see, that's where you're really taking a risk.
Right.
Like, weigh out all of these options.
Well, that's like somebody, and it made me laugh, when I think like the only pictures from Key West that I posted were Abe and I on a jet ski and us on a boat for a sunset cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, oh, I hope you had so much fun in Key West, but hopefully y'all were safe because the pictures I saw, y'all weren't wearing masks. And I was like, ma'am, we were on a boat away from everybody else because we literally picked our sunset cruise to be one where they limited the amount of people. Because we saw some of the sunset cruises where it was like, girl, it was like packed wall to wall. And I was like, anybody wants to, like, nobody wants to socially distance? That's fine. Whatever. And then it's the two of us on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean.
Where's your mask?
I was like, look at that picture we have. It's
like, what you?
And they were like, where's your mask? And I'm like, we're on a jet ski.
The CDC doesn't even recommend wearing a mask during like water sports. Are you trying to get waterboarded? Like, what are you going to do if you fall off?
So I was like, let's just use our
brains. We got to stop. Yeah, and that's also part of it. It's like, got to stop judging, especially pictures. Because
right.
like, you're not going to take a picture unless you're with a group with a mask on.
Right, right.
So take it down for a second.
Right.
Taste cheese, put it back on. Like, I don't like that. I hate this whole thing of jumping on and judging each other. It's like, okay, do what you got to do. If somebody else isn't, like, what, are you going to go yell at them and that's right. going to change their mind constantly?
No, right. I was not going to knock on my neighbor's door and be like, excuse me, it seems yeah. like you've got a lot of people in here.
Yeah, it's like you hope that people would do the right things, but you also, it's almost like this weird thing. If you tell someone what to do and they're already in that frame of not doing it, they're just going to not want to do it more.
Right.
Right.
It's
right.
like dealing with children. You can't tell children no, never, because
right.
then they'll do it. So
right.
this is the problem, and this is the problem with this country. It's so interesting. I did a lot of, like, online reading, obviously, during the pandemic.
Had some time.
I found this guy on Twitter had pieced together articles from the newspaper in 1918 in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio area. And Lima, where I used to work, it's like all this area of Ohio from 1918, the Spanish flu.
Mm.
And it was the same shit, y'all.
Really?
I think I retweeted it, so it's somewhere in there. But like the newspaper articles are like, you know, doctors are saying that even if you feel better, make sure you're still staying in bed those extra couple days because we don't know if you can spread it.
Mm.
Or that it's like, the mayor of Lima said you have to wear masks and there were several people not wearing them. And then it's like, the order has been rescinded, but you need to stay socially distant. And they were like, here's one thing you can do. When you're riding in the car, keep the windows open.
Ugh.
Okay. And then that was their plan for the school children. We're going to open the windows. Mm. But like the theme of the article, you could just tell of these like 100-year-old articles where it was like, some people were following the quote-unquote rules.
Right.
And some people were like, hell no, not me.
I'm not doing it.
Not in the year 1918, I won't. And it was just very interesting to see the complete parallel to now where you could have, aside from some of the like the funny things, like, you know, school children opening the windows
right.
and that helping, like aside from that, it was the same.
Mm.
So this is not new. Like, this is the divide that we have about this pandemic is not new. It happened with the Spanish flu in 1918.
Wow. And we are just repeating history, which is why it's so important to know your history.
Yeah. But apparently the few articles that the tweet didn't get a lot of like likes or anything, probably because nobody but my dumbass was sitting there reading articles on my phone from 1918. But it was just so fascinating to me. I'm like, this is exactly what's happening now, and
right
it happened
now.
Back then.
Wow.
So, It's going to happen the way it happens.
I'm about to say. And it's just what makes me nervous is that just as we get through the holidays, it's just going to get like worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. I'm so interested to see just what happens now. That Thanksgiving just happened. I mean, it's of course people traveled. You saw record numbers, but a ton of people in general. Mm-hmm. And then
record for
this year. And then Christmas and all those holidays coming up, New Year's. Like, and it's like everyone keeps saying it's just so restless. Everyone's just so restless of being not with people.
Right.
That it's tough. It's going to, because I want to see family this year too. And it's like, it's the same thing I just talked about where it's like, okay, how am I going to make this happen? Mm-hmm. Like, what could I do to make sure that I do see people, but also I'm safe?
Right.
But I'm also part of that like group that's like, oh, traveling for the holidays. Damn it.
It's really tough.
You're the irresponsible one.
It feels irresponsible, but I feel like if you do it right, you could do it in a way that is as safe as possible. Right. And again, I don't know if I'm traveling yet, but it is a thought in my head of like, okay, do I drive and see some family?
Yeah, I mean, we've already made the decision that we're going to Atlanta before Christmas. We're not going to, because my family's not doing anything for Christmas, like a big thing like they normally do.
Yeah, mine's not either.
Yeah, so I think we're just going to literally go and like see my grandma at my uncle's house and like they'll wheel her up to like the front door and then we'll just be in the driveway just to like say hi and see her and then give her a couple of things that I'm purchasing for her for Christmas. And we'll do the same with my mom because she had the brain aneurysm. Yeah. So we want to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do that. And then I think we're going to actually literally Abe and I are going to go to the North Georgia mountains and get a cabin and then just do that for a couple of days and then come back here for Christmas. Mm. So I think that's our plan so far, just so we can like do something because for those 2 weeks we're off, I don't want to just sit.
Good.
Yeah, just so we can see people, but do it safely, just and then we distance, can go isolate ourselves in a cabin.
I don't even know what Christmas is. I don't even know. I just figured out with Maya's dad, like I'm literally this past week, I'm going to get her Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, and he'll get him the day before Christmas Eve into Christmas Eve day. So I'm like, we just locked that down. I don't even know what the rest of my break looks like. I know we're not going to go to Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
But after that, my mom is like restless. She's like, well, I mean, what are we going to do? I'm like, woman, I don't know. I don't know. Hang out probably. And
what if y'all like do something somebody's calling me on Instagram.
Yeah, somebody called me earlier on Instagram and I'm like, stop it.
Like do like a hotel or Airbnb like on Siesta Key or like do like a very Florida Christmas or something for a day or two.
Location.
Just to do something. Like I feel like what, like literally it's like I've been Googling like what can we safely do? Mm-hmm. Like let's go kayaking, like all the stuff that I hate to do, but I'm like, we just gotta do something.
Yeah.
We just gotta do something.
I'm gonna have to start Googling.
Yeah, I'm kinda shocked that you said you're gonna go to a cabin. I don't know. Have you ever been to a cabin? Do you go to a cabin? Yeah,
I don't think
he knows what a cabin is.
No, but like hold on.
This isn't exactly like you.
No. This isn't like out in the woods with no electricity. This is like
a luxurious
cabin.
You're glamping. Nice ones.
Yes, glamping, girl. Mm-hmm. We're not setting up tents. Like I think I saw I think it was Evander, our digital video guy that we haven't seen in almost a year. He was camping somewhere, like tent, and I was like, girl,
he was
bye.
Like, they're out in like the wilderness.
That is such a good experience.
Girl, bye. There ain't no hell way you getting me out there. Where you take a poop?
Buy a tree.
Buy a tree.
Dig a hole.
Girl, I'm not pooping outside.
You have to connect with who we were originally.
No,
that's
don't.
That's your ancestors.
I'll read about it and I'll listen to a podcast.
Nah, you can make the podcast. Same.
We got technology for a reason. I want my tush to feel nice and comforted and okay. I don't want to wipe it with a leaf.
All right, then.
And with that.
And there it is.
There's the podcast for today. We back, baby. Didn't you miss us, girl?
We back.
Yes. Well, make sure to send in your intros to us to help us kick off the podcast. We got a couple of really cool guests that we have coming up this week. Aren't we interviewing, what's her face? Do you remember her name? Nope.
Emily?
No.
I don't know. I thought I saw an email about an Emily. Is there not an Emily somewhere? No? What?
I mean, there are plenty of Emilys, but I just don't think this woman is Emily.
Oh.
But we have someone that if you're having a hard time like socializing as an adult, and especially in these COVID times, how do you do it? And she's based here locally in Tampa Bay. And so we've been working with her with our diversity an inclusion committee here, and so I thought it would be cool to have her on the podcast.
Okay.
To talk to her. You know,
her name's Danielle.
Danielle.
Dang it.
There we go.
I just really thought it was Emily.
No,
I'll
Emily.
I'll find someone, get an Emily on here.
Fine.
And then also we're going to talk to our old producer, Nikki.
Oh, from way
back in the day. She has a new podcast. She lives in Chicago now.
Yeah.
And so she has a new podcast. So we're going to chat with her this week as well about what the podcast is about and where she's been
Good
and
for
where her.
Her
career has taken her.
Yeah. For a while, she was like sort of silent on social media. And I was like, she okay? And right. then it's like she exploded back on the scene. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm really glad to see that.
She said, I'm working on my new podcast, girl. So we'll talk to her later this week as well. Holly, what's all of your social media information?
Radio Holly on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Sculpt.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
And mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUEL Fuller.
What?
We back.
Listen, I haven't done this outro in a long time, so I'm having a hard time. Miguel Fuller on all the social media networks. And if you want a Miguel and Holly sticker, you can always send me an email, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate and subscribe and leave us a little rating. We appreciate it.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.